Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
All right, 90 Day. Okay, Love is Blind, take one.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's 90 Day Games presenting.
Love is blind.
Well, I guess it's all over but the drinking.
But hold on.
And the crying. Can someone please give me some Cabernet?
Good boy.
Just let me fall asleep with my wine.
My wine.
Y'all, we're going
to be there to give my Jessica wet, whitey kisses.
We're going
to
miss Chablis, dog. That's a good name for
you.
You
called
dog.
Him Joe Namath, who's the only sports star you knew. Y'all, this is so weird because we are recording this show in October of 2022 after doing all the episodes in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But we did not have an episode 10 because we were going to do a live version on Crowdcast, but it basically screwed us.
And now we thought, well, we'll just download that, and Crowdcast deleted our account. So... Again, y'all, Crowdcast fucked us over.
They're awful.
That is so us, though, to love and talk about how wonderful something is, and then 6 months later, we hate it.
We've been introducing these in October when we're releasing them on our free feed, but we did watch this episode again and take notes on it.
We did, and
you were just talking before this. You said you had forgotten a lot of things.
Not a lot.
I remembered most of it, but I forgot certain ways things made me feel. Like it brought back so many of the same feelings I had when I watched it.
Yes.
And it made me realize how altogether much better couples were from the first season than the second season.
It really
ridiculously.
It was so much better pairings.
Yeah.
Also, just so much... I feel like there was just not docuseries, it's a very slick reality show, but it did feel like you were getting more human, natural reactions.
I think also, everyone seemingly was more talented for the camera, except for maybe Kenny. And Kelly.
But in a way, Kenny was, because at the end when he gets upset.
That was, I'd forgotten about that.
I remember that.
That was crazy.
I still had that. It's so funny. You still had that same reaction.
But besides someone like Shane, even to a negative extent,
mm-hmm.
And maybe a couple others, there were no real stars in season two.
That's true. Whereas, like, I look back at all of these people, every one of these people that got married, their persona of who they were was very cemented in me.
Yeah.
And when I saw them again, it had brought back all of that.
Right. And I
didn't have that in two.
I didn't doubt the authenticity of anyone.
I forgot half.
Well, maybe Jessica. But at least Jessica stood out because she was so wildly, consistently inconsistent.
Well, and now though, now
horrible.
That, now that we know what her life that she kind of went after the fact, and what a terrible piece of shit Mark was.
Oh, what a this, difference!
That was the only person that, in watching this, because I remember watching this going, she's an idiot. She's never gonna. And watching this now and going, good for you.
Me too.
Good for you.
Well, and I when we get to them, I want to talk about when she knew she was going to say no.
Okay.
But
y'all, by the way, Regular Love is Blind, or new season. Who
new
did?
New season.
Coming out, I guess, tomorrow?
It will come out. Well, it'll come out. This is dropping on October 18th.
Do I need to start editing these soon? Are they dropping soon? You might need
October 18th.
No, but the episode one, are we doing this? You will have to go.
October 9th is when it drops.
I'll have to go over the calendar with you when I put these out.
Yeah. It's all on the dine list. I have laid out everything for you. You just have to follow the map. Y'all, my scheduling is very rigorous, and I do not suffer fools with it. Just look at it. I schedule things months in advance.
Y'all, I'm kind of like a day by day person. That's
how
I'm in my life.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And it drives Poodle crazy.
Don't like it. Get with the program. That's how I need to live. Anyway, so regard what you said about Mark, it's so interesting. This is the one person that I felt like, oh shit, he's acting for the cameras.
I did too.
And I didn't see it before.
No, not at all. He totally roped us in. That it was that couple that changed. Everybody else had very similar reactions. Forgot about Amber's mother. Forgot about her. Forgot about some ancillary characters.
No, that was some, when we saw her, I remember when they went to where she was from, I was like, this is Hillbilly Elegy.
It's true.
Poverty from the first generation. And yeah.
Now, did you see anybody that we recognize now?
Huh?
Did you notice
anyone? Nat!
Molly's makeup
artist. Friend who was...
We met him. He came to our live show in Atlanta.
What I was confused is, and I
kind of looked me up and down, but you know how I do. No,
it was. They thought about putting a spoon in your mouth because you were shaking.
You know,
said something. Are you okay?
Said I'm fine.
What I didn't get is how did they? It looked these were all done in the same venue, and apparently done maybe on the same day.
No, they weren't. I remember Sissy's talking about this. The weddings were done like over a two-week period.
Oh.
So they would like set up. They rented out. They just rented out these venues. I think they would rent out a couple of venues for like 2 weeks. And the production went in there, set it up, and they set up the wedding. But they were on different days.
It must have just been raining all the time.
It rained a lot.
Which is weird for Atlanta. To have that much rain. I guess not if it was in March and April. So, yeah.
That's true. And that's when they filmed this of 2019. Because they celebrated their... They've all been married for almost 3 or 4 years now.
They've been married for... I think it'll be 4 years for Amber and Barnett now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 4 years for... Lauren and Cameron.
Yeah, because they acted like on after they
spoiler alert.
Yeah, on after
if you don't know.
On after the altar, they act like they had the same day of the anniversary, but I don't think they did.
No. But that makes more sense. So that Nat was contracted like, but they had similar altar setups. I thought most of them were awful.
No,
I think
the
weddings
were
much.
The location for the weddings. For season two, were much prettier.
I agree.
You can tell that they got more budget.
Yeah.
You can tell that. And they were like, how do we do this show cheap?
There was, I think it was the, I can't remember which one it was. Maybe it was the Kenny or maybe the Barnett and Amber one, where it looked like a really terrible forest, like a forest thing, but designed by Hobby Lobby. It was awful.
The one that bothered me the most was Jessica Mark. That black with the silver on it.
Oh, terrible.
It actually looked garish.
Yeah. The only one I liked was, it was the best one there. It was not saying much, but I think Lauren and Cameron's was the best because it had that kind of purple fabric that matched dresses. And you can tell she had been involved.
You can tell she was highly involved.
I have a feeling she normally is.
She's a content creator, y'all. Yeah. Bitch just doesn't let things happen.
No.
She's like my friend Don. It just doesn't just happen.
And you know what? Normally, we'll talk about looks later. Normally, I hate when people do that kind of feather in the hair.
Don't you say anything about Lauren.
No, I'm saying normally I hate it, and I feel like it's costumey. But it worked perfectly for her.
I think most people looked pretty good in their dress, except for Jessica.
She looked awful.
That was a bad dress.
She looked awful. I thought Amber's dress was basic, but it fit her really, really well.
I liked her dress. I liked her dress.
It was the things. You know I'm no fan.
No, Kelly looked beautiful.
She looked...
I liked her hair.
I was shocked at how... Because she had a tendency... Her looks were questionable sometimes through the season. But she really pulled it together.
She looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Gigi
looked gorgeous.
She looked gorgeous.
That dress was so great.
Let's talk about them. Let's jump in.
Okay, y'all, the episode 9 ended right before we heard from Damien what he was going to do.
Yeah.
And this will still be remembered, I think, through the entire series.
Oh, yeah.
As the moment where all of us went, holy fuck, Gigi is going to stab him in the chest.
It's obviously he says no, but I knew what was happening, and I was actually holding my breath while watching this again.
It's still, and you know what it is? It's her.
It's her. She's a goddamn star, like beyond star.
Oh, and what she said when she said, "Sit down. You say we never talk. Let's talk."
It's you know she is someone.
It's like a telenovela.
She is someone that when she is upset, it's almost, they speak as if, it almost sounds as if it was so perfectly written.
It was scripted. Drama. Yes.
It sounded like it was scripted. It was so, and it
but it wasn't.
It wasn't. You can tell this is just her. Like when she walks up to, she really should be an actor.
I agree. This is the other thing. We kind of liked Damien his whole season. And then I realized in this thing when he's talking to her, he's bullshitting her. He's totally bullshitting her.
You see why it does feel like bullshit. Now, they both were at fault in their relationship about some things. But it was like, but looking back on it, he was kind of more on the fence in a way than she was, but he wouldn't own it.
It's he like wouldn't own saying, it. And she was confessing that he was in the prop.
And this happened at after the altar.
It's
kind of like she was actually saying, I'm trying to show up for this.
And part of the problem was he always kind of had to be there to listen to her talk about her feelings.
And she does talk about her feelings a lot.
And I think, though, he being this kind of shut down Southern man who often doesn't do that, mm-hmm. and it was hard for him to talk about his feelings.
Yeah.
But that was what worked for her because she was just always, she was the one. And I think he was saying she was like on and off different days. Today's the first day you felt like you've shown up for me. And it's with the time when I'm like, I think, dude, you're just afraid of commitment and you're afraid that you've got a wild card. And I think that to you're thinking this is the kind of girl I could fuck, but I need a really nice, sweet girl to settle down with to get married. That's what that's me reading between the lines.
And kind of the after thought of it.
You fuck the crazy girls, but this one's a little too much.
Yeah, I can see that he's thinking that.
Yeah. And then I went, yeah, I don't like you anymore.
And y'all, it's just, y'all, if you didn't watch the episode and you're just listening to this, remember that she runs out. She runs down the hill. She falls.
Get me out of here. Running. She slips in the mud, y'all. Her dress. Yeah, she gets mud on her dress.
She starts sobbing. Her mother walked toward, also dramatic.
Milady.
And she's hugging her. And she said, and literally she said, it's just so sad. It would have been better if you're the one that said no. But in a way that made Gia feel comforted. And she just sobs in her arms.
The thing about it is, her mother said, I almost died. And I was really, and she was telling her mother, it's okay. And I said, this is it. This is why you are how you are. This was your example.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yo, yeah.
Your mother is making sure you can comfort her on your wedding day.
Not as bad as Mark's did. I forgot about
That's
that.
True.
Boy. Whoa. 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 I forgot about that mother.
Whoa.
So She even, did you notice, whenever he says no to her, I can't marry you, the mother is sitting there and just throws her flowers down that she's holding, just throws them on the ground with venom.
Remember, y'all, I don't know if we said this probably after this, where could we talk to casting people, or you knew someone in casting? They found her. I said, she probably owns a boutique.
You,
something like that.
You went, no.
She's a clothing boutique.
You went on
she's
a
very
long,
stylish.
That she's very stylish, but you also said, she's a businesswoman.
She's an
entrepreneur.
She's
you went
an entrepreneur.
Into a very long thing. And where did they find her at, Poodle?
Selling hair extensions.
Hair straightener at a mall kiosk.
At a mall kiosk.
When people
and
straighten
you know what?
Your hair.
That's called enterprise. So she is a businesswoman.
They found her there and plucked her out of that.
Unbelievable.
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 Completely changed her life.
God, and I'm still riveted by her.
I am too.
She's cuckoo, but the good kind.
She's on this MTV. What MTV show is it now?
I can't remember.
We'll talk about it. We're going to do it at the end.
But y'all,
like,
she's with, yeah, she's with that guy, Blake.
So, because we're not doing that after the altar.
And he dated Francesca from Too Hot to Handle.
Damien did.
Yeah, who got so much work done after that.
Damien got a little, he had some filler under his eyes. Yeah. I remember all that. He looks better without it.
I agree.
Don't do filler, y'all. Do a fat transfer.
I think I've decided he, I just think he's shallow now. I think he needs a good Southern girl who's not going to make him work hard.
I don't know if he's shallow. I mean, yeah, I guess shallow. I think also, though, he just doesn't, I guess not in shallow that I think he seems like he does deeply care about some things, but I think in other ways he...
They were not a match, though.
They weren't a match. He just, he's simple, but he doesn't want to be simple.
I agree with that.
But he's simple.
And remember, he said, it's over, but it doesn't have to be over. And I'm like, nope, you know the rules. Nick Lachey says you have to go away forever.
Get married for life. So
both of you need to like commit seppuku or something like that, where you take the sword and you go up and your guts fall out.
Okay. So anyway... Wow.
Because if you can't stay away from each other, that's the only thing. That's
only
what
thing.
Nick Lachey says.
It, though, so she goes and she runs back, and I forgot that
first,
when...
First announcement of seppuku
on
the podcast.
I'm trying to just talk over it. This is the only couple we do this, though. They have this beautiful moment where he's standing there in the hall, and she just walks in, and she just stares at him.
Yes!
And she said, we need to talk. And she's so angry, and that's where she pulls a chair down, and she sits... And she's trying to get him to talk. And she's like, he's talking to her. But she also was kind of not listening and completely talking over him because she's spinning. And then they start
fighting.
Who
could blame her?
But then what I forgot about is when she took her dress and she tore it. And she wrapped it around his wrist. And Poodle, what did she say to him?
Take your bow back.
I forgot when we watched that, we went out of our minds.
Yeah, it was really good.
Y'all, because if you don't remember, he had a bow. He like put it around her wrist, whatever. And that's how he asked to marry her or some shit like that.
This will forever go down in like my reality TV hope chest.
Oh.
That moment will go.
This is in like when What's His Name hit What's Her Name in Real World.
Oh, Steven with Eileen. Eileen? Eileen, yeah.
It's huge.
Arlene.
Because also, too, what I forgot about is that she walks away, and then when he walks away, he just drops the bow, the fabric on the floor, and they just focus in on the fabric on the ground. Oh!
So, y'all, let's move on to Amber and Barnett. I don't remember thinking that he was going to say no. I think I was pretty sure on this one.
I don't even remember.
I knew she was going to say yes.
Yeah. I did remember her fighting right before she walked down the altar with her mother.
Yes.
Because her mother is so fucking passive aggressive.
Her mother says, you know, you got to fight for this. And then the mother's like, well, maybe you shouldn't have to fight for it. Y'all, this is the...
Literally, if when they're about to... Standing, well, about to walk down the aisle. Go ahead.
That was fucked up.
That was fucked up. And Amber just says, she turns
you
her and she's
owe
like,
it to your kid not to do that.
Well, make up
that.
Your mind, mother. What do you want me to do, mother? Do you want me to fight for this or not? She's like, well, it should be easy.
I got
to
be honest. I was hard on Amber that whole season. She still annoys me.
I like her.
But I was kind of reminded the good things I liked about her. Of the things I liked about her.
Her, I will say, her and Barnett are good together, I think.
I agree.
And also, I fucking forgot how hot he was.
He
did you see the way he pulled her in and kissed her?
Oh, remember that first kiss?
Oh.
I wrote down, this is animalistic and I like it.
Get it done tonight, please. You just used the word animalistic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe.
But so, he did get, God, I think he's good and bad. I don't remember what we said.
Yeah. It's interesting. Barnett is kind of a more likable version of Shane. In a similar way.
So much more.
More likable version. They have similar qualities.
But you know what? Again, though, Shane doubled down on who he was. He was even worse out of the pods. Where Barnett, we thought he was fuckboy, and then out of the pods, he was a really good guy.
No, that's true. I think
really
Shane,
good, decent guy.
Shane is just unstable.
Yeah. Oh, that's no. Because Barnett, remember the scenes that, like, they saw a flashback of it, but remember the scenes he had, like, with him and his brother?
Yeah.
It was just, I like Amber. I really love Barnett.
Wow.
No, yeah, I remember.
We hated him.
Well, but
for a while.
We did. We were.
And
yeah.
We loved Mark. So we were fooled.
This makes me so scared for what's going to happen in season 3.
That's true. I'm
terrified. Oh, God.
So anyway, y'all, let's talk about Kenny and Kelly.
What? I'm sorry. I'm here.
You know,
actually, not boring. It was interesting watching. This was more interesting watching it back.
Not really him. He's there with his groom's party of boiled potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
As grooms, without butter. And it's so interesting. You can actually see her trying to talk herself into it and to kind of connect the dots of, why am I not falling in love with him? Because on paper, he's perfect.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, Kelly just doesn't know what she wants. Kelly, you're never going to. And I'm thinking, but shouldn't she feel that attraction? I think she might want to get some, maybe talk to a therapist about why she has unresolved feelings for this ex. Maybe.
I mean, she was saying how, like, she's
on
way
your
more
wedding
attracted
day
to her ex. Yeah, I was like,
But maybe figure out what that intimacy thing is. Thing is, y'all, she should have that. She should find that attraction kind of thing. You do deserve that.
Is it this? When I was watching this, I thought, is it just because we did this in like 2 days? We literally watched this all in 2 days.
We did.
So was it we were over them because we were just worn out a little bit from seeing them from so much? Because they were
maybe.
Because I watched this now and I did have more of an appreciation for the choices she was making and the way she was talking. But I remember, maybe I wasn't this way. I remember watching this, though, back in real time and being like, oh, God, just move on.
Right.
I'm done with you.
I think.
But maybe we weren't. I don't know.
I think if you were to, when we saw it a little bit with her mom, who was a character,
her mom
who I forgot about.
Too. Yes.
I think she is the older sister, if I'm not mistaken. I couldn't remember. But the sister, she did have her sister there. And I feel like Kelly might be the one who does things and brings home terrible men. And they're all thinking, Kelly's never going to get married. It's just so sad.
Remember that both of them have super normal, like super, well, especially Kenny, his mom's very religious.
Oh, yeah.
But they both have like super normal, chill. Like even when Kelly says no and Kenny's standing up there and then Kenny gives this speech like a politician or a preacher, and Kelly's mom turns around and goes, I love this man.
I know. You know, but that's what I'm saying. I think it's because I think she's different than the rest of her family. Because even the sister said, this is the best guy you've ever brought home. All the others have. I think she's just a fundamentally different person than the rest of her family. She has different types of dreams and wants than they do.
I think that maybe, because is she from Atlanta?
No. She's from the, she's lives there now, but she's settled somewhere. She was from somewhere else.
I wonder if it's a small town, though.
Maybe. I liked her. I thought throughout the show, we kind of struggled with her because we didn't think, we thought she held a lot back. And
you realized, yeah. Sorry, speak to that.
But in other words, we didn't, we feel like she was covering a lot. And she was even covering y'all between that, like, she had one of the best fake smiles, but her eyes didn't smile all the way. And you knew,
it wasn't that she was faking it, watching it now. But I think we thought that then. Watching it now, it seems like,
yeah.
Oh, you're trying to save face and trying.
Desperately.
You're trying to go, she's trying to go for what she needs versus what she wants.
Yes. And she's been told by her family, her sister, and everybody, this is the perfect guy. You, honey, you have the worst instincts with dating. You always want the worst people. So she even said, maybe I don't even know what really being in love is. And I went, oh.
And when she said that, I went, yeah, you don't need to be here if you
don't
know
what that is. You need to spend some time with a therapist and take a lot of time on your own. I think she did that after this show. She's not with anybody, but that's okay.
That's fine.
I want to know what love is. And y'all, Kelly's mom is like, I'm good. I've had 4 glasses of champagne.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And apparently their minister looked like someone who's not even in college yet. Like this really young, it looks like they just.
He did
like,
another wedding too, hipster guy.
Yes. Yeah. No, I just thought he looked like the. Kenny's mom said, oh, we don't have a minister.
No.
You know what? The boy who's the head of the FCA at his high school is good. He really does a good flagpole devotional every morning.
I remember what we said is that we said they didn't have any, and they made PAs get a universalist church because the only one that was good was Lauren and Cameron's. He was amazing. But he was a real minister.
The Barnetts and Ambers was a Baptist preacher who talked like
he was
Leos.
Okay. But, yes. But yeah, he was okay. I forgot. He was.
Would you please put your money in the offering plate?
Please.
Give as you are moved by the Spirit with this Amber and Barnett.
Amber and Barnett. But then Kenny has. So y'all, she says no. He gives this politician speech.
And he doesn't even say, does he even say yes? I think they ask her first.
We did.
But I think we were so certain he was going to say yes because he was potato salad.
But now I watch this, maybe he didn't have like a super, maybe he wasn't. But by the way, now that's Kelly's sister, right, with the short hair?
Yes.
I never noticed, but when they did her makeup and they flipped her hair over and everything, she looks like that evil woman, Ursa, from Superman 2. Remember there's the three of them?
Yes! She does!
The woman that looks at the snake and the snake bites her, and she goes, how dare you? And then she just stares at it in the eyes.
I didn't know you knew her name.
General Zod, Ursa, and then... it was like Nod or not, the one who goes, oh.
Kneel before Zod.
Kneel before Zod.
Wow. Okay.
I really love Superman 2.
Yeah.
And I look back on it and I really liked Superman 3, but that robot woman scared me. Remember the woman, the woman who was like with the raspy like.
Yeah, I think you got scared of things easily in these movies that weren't supposed to scare children.
It was a robot that would kill you.
That's why I love science fiction. I love to watch things that would scare me, and I was like, because I loved that feeling.
You might want to process that, y'all. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Just a little bit at the very end when Kenny, he's saying, this is a complex situation. And she basically, producer's like, Kenny, you want to talk about this? He's like, stop recording.
Well, the producer said, are you going to, I'll be the producer.
Yep.
The producer said, so Kenny, now they said, do you think you're going to go your separate ways or stay together? Maybe you'll get together in the future.
It doesn't matter.
What?
Doesn't matter. Stop me recording me.
Kenny, I wasn't really being, I just want to, that's the whole point of the show is if someone's going to be together.
It doesn't matter. Stop recording.
He flips out.
Yeah.
And I watched this again.
We had not seen that side of him ever, y'all.
I still don't know what he flipped out about.
I think he was humiliated.
Just shame. And get, yeah.
Yeah. And what was interesting, though, is he asked that again. Don't you think you'll, maybe you'll see her to their head? Like, again, Nick Lachey says you have to go away forever.
Yeah.
They need to drop that line.
Kenny's playing by the rules. He knows it's done.
It's just stupid. Just admit that that's not going to happen. That's not how that should not be how people who get engaged in 4 weeks and then have weddings. You shouldn't just never speak to them again.
Yeah.
That's not how things work.
The show reminds you too that it's very, it is very, marriage is not usually about the two people getting married. It's a lot of times you have to deal with each other's families. That's why, you know, you say, look for the
orphans,
the orphans. but
yeah, they unless you have that,
because a lot of times these people, they either wanted it to work out because the person got along so well with their family,
right?
Or they didn't, you know, because you think about like Lauren and Cameron, they both got along really well with each other's family.
They were lucky.
Amber and Barnett, if I remember correctly, but you could tell they both really kind of aren't that close with their family.
Right.
Barnett was, and Amber got along with Barnett's family.
But he got along with the family.
But also Barnett, remember, was the kind of the bad boy, and he would always get into trouble. They thought, are you doing it? Remember when he went there to the house?
You can imagine what Barnett brought home.
Oh, but Amber does. I don't think Amber's that close with her family.
No.
So, but with these, with like Kenny and Kelly, like they're quote, whatever. I don't like to use the word normal because that's not. They're just that they seem like they all have healthy family dynamics.
Yeah.
They're close with their families. So it's all of this.
Seemingly.
So that, but that's what I think put the pressure on Kelly.
Yeah.
Because she knew that her family would love him.
I have a new respect for Kelly, who didn't know what the fuck she wanted. Because, y'all, people who go on these shows, half the time, people, even Kelly was 30. She's like, I don't know what I want. And I went, yeah, she's only 30. And we were thinking she should already have her full life plan, yeah, you know. She was with someone like Kenny who already did, you know.
That's true.
Let's go on to Jessica and Mark.
Sure.
Mark. Okay, so when we were watching this, she was saying things like, Jessica, I found full-blown love that I've never experienced before.
World Series love.
Such a strange way to describe full-blown love, because every time I just hear full-blown AIDS.
That's terrible.
No, I'm just saying full-blown.
That's the only prime phrase that, yeah, we use.
Maybe it's used for other things.
Wow.
Y'all, that's why you come to this podcast, because you know I'm going to say shit like that.
Whoa. No, it was weird. I mean, again, I think the guy gets producers had them say a lot of stuff to trick us, because if it's full-blown love, then you would get married, I guess.
So, I agree. What is the good of that? What is the good of the cast member saying, so you want me to say something that I know isn't really true? In other words, but I'm saying, what I wonder is when this was done, and I'm trying to make a point here of, when did she decide to say no? Was it that morning? Was it the night before? Was it 10 seconds before they asked her?
Yeah, you don't know, because this is where the producing stuff comes in, and you've got to be a really good producer to make this not feel phony, because even, like, y'all, we said this when it aired, we knew Cameron and Lauren were going to get married.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
We all knew.
Come on.
And so,
and if they didn't, I'd kidnap them both and force them to.
You would.
Get you that over day.
But then there's...
Please don't put a gun in my head. That's what I would do. That's how much I feel I'm impassioned for them.
I love them very much, too. So, I don't know. When do you think she realized that she didn't want to? That was my timer telling me to
Lord.
Move my car.
I think some of this was possibly filmed, the moments were filmed a couple days ahead of time. Maybe a week ahead of time.
Yeah, maybe even after.
Yeah, possibly. I think she knew that morning. I think she knew a week ahead of time. Because things that she said after, where I don't regret anything, she had processed.
And now we know more. We know more from season two of Love is Blind. Like, we know that Natalie and Shane had weeks of community that we didn't see.
Right.
So we also don't know how long. I don't think we got as much of the behind the scenes.
Right.
People on this season, because this wasn't.
I think we both thought she was going to say yes, and we were worried about him saying no.
That's the way I remembered it.
Right.
Because, like I said, I watched this and I said, I don't remember who said no.
But I want to say, the big shocks this season were Damian saying no and Jessica saying no.
Yes.
I thought Kelly was going to say yes, but it wasn't a huge shock when she said no.
I don't remember what I said. I don't remember.
But this, I think this might have been the most produced of everything.
I thought I remember.
This was more season one producing, or season two producing.
Yeah.
With this wedding.
I don't know why. Maybe I thought Kenny was going to say no, because remember, she's the one that didn't want to have sex with him.
That's true. He's potato salad. Yeah, potato salad takes anything he can get.
Like you said, accountant.
Yeah.
I
think he sold cars.
You said you didn't. You said he reminded maybe something. We didn't know.
Oh.
Did he actually sell cars?
I think he did.
Oh, good for him.
Good for him. Well, I also think she knew the day of. She's extremely calm.
Yeah, I think she knew too.
And I didn't see this. And what this could, you could know this, you could, this could go either way. She's so certain with Mark. She hasn't been that way the whole season, y'all. She's been up to episode eight.
She was a fucking floundering.
And when she was, this should have been, it's interesting because I can see the cracks in the editing now. Because
we've seen another season.
Yeah.
And it's interesting too that maybe I liked it at the time, but I, again, what I think of her now, I love that she walked herself down the aisle too.
Me too.
Just like, fuck y'all, I don't need anyone.
I kind of love her.
I kind of do too.
Wow.
Like,
huge change.
Now that we know what she went through.
Especially y'all, if you have not watched After the Altar for this season, it's kind of boring, but it's worth it to watch a couple of things.
It's worth it for their storyline and for Damien and Gigi.
And for Gigi. For Gigi talking to Francesca from Too Hot to Handle.
Talking to him. Mark, spoiler alert, because Mark doesn't show up at After the Altar.
No.
I think he already had another girlfriend at that point.
Yeah, I think he was weaning a baby at that time.
Yeah, they had a child. Yeah. They have two, I think.
Yeah. Remember, we found out while he was seeing that the mother of his child, he was dating Elsie.
Yes.
And he ghosted her.
Yes, we find that at that.
He's a fuckboy.
He's a fuckboy, and we fell for
it. I hate him.
We fell for
it. Yes, you can come at me. You can replay my words from season one all you want. I don't give a fuck.
I think you loved him more than me.
I did.
You did.
I admit it.
Well, he's your type.
I can change my mind.
He really is your type.
I was fooled by that editing. And I think, I wrote again, this dress is terrible.
I remember his roommate that it was terrible. His roommate's there too. But yeah, the dress is terrible.
And so,
black and white's terrible. His mother at the end's like, you can say no and we can run away together.
She did say that.
I forgot how, y'all, because remember they did the flashback. They showed at the dinner how terrible Jessica was. Like, I don't know what I want at the dinner. And just telling his mother all these things. And Mark was just sitting there.
And the mother was probably cursing her at that point.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're basically, this is the same minister that Kenny and Kelly had, the PA. There's this kind of like, he says, I've loved you from the moment you said hey to me. And Jessica says, you've been my rock since day one. I think all these are okay. And the vows were so nonspecific on her part.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, she's made her decision a long time ago. And we did not see it.
I think maybe even the day of. I think she knew.
He says yes. And what I was shocked by, which I thought was sweet at the time, when she's taking her time, which of course is edited. It's nowhere near that length, you guys. And he says right before it, I love you. And I'm like, how manipulative.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought that might have been.
Definitely watch this and go,
wow.
He really is playing us.
Yeah. Anyway.
I forgot to about.
The blinders are off.
I forget too. It's like he has people with him. His mom. Jessica goes back. She's just by herself. She doesn't have friends back there comforting her. Because her friends, remember, turned around and said, how embarrassing for her.
That was my best.
I forgot about that.
The friend went, oh my God, how embarrassing for her.
That's a terrible friend. How embarrassing for her. She's the one that said, I don't want this and walked away.
Oh my God, how embarrassing for
how
you.
How empowering for her. This
exactly.
woman said, I don't need this.
Exactly.
God, I love Jessica. What happened?
You know what? What happened? A very engrossing season of television. That's what happened.
Oh God.
So.
Because she even ends this and says, I'm not apologizing for me.
Because I did nothing wrong.
Good for you.
I don't have a lot to say about Cameron and Lauren, except I may have been moved again.
Did you cry again?
Yes. Yes. They made me so emotional.
There's nothing to really just say.
He's so hot.
He's so hot. You know, I kind of like fast-forwarded through people's flashbacks and stuff. I watched every single second of
mine. Mine too. I did too.
And like when they show like when he's like standing, remember his body in that hot tub, and they were, oh my God.
And y'all, he is crying like a baby, I mean, during these vows.
Sobbing.
And there's no way, you know, they saved this for last. They should have done it first. I don't know why.
No, I think they did it right.
Really? Even though we know.
What else would compare to this?
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. But I'm saying it was more of a sure thing. But I guess this was to reward us from what we've just been seeing for Jessica and Mark.
Mark. I thought this episode was a great finale. So much better than season two.
God, that.
You've gone on the rant.
Yeah, okay.
We know.
We know.
I was just talking about how good this one was.
Yeah. That's when they decided they wanted to produce more. That's that. I would love to talk to someone who worked on that show who would just break their NDA. And I need to know everything that happened between the last episode and the weddings, because things changed.
I know.
We didn't see any of it.
I know.
I'm going to shut up.
I know.
Anyway, so they both say yes, y'all. All
right, she looks beautiful. Her makeup looks good.
I like when she said, damn it. She's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to curse. Sorry, Jesus.
they're both just so themselves, and also their family, like when the dad saw her and the dad cried and all that. Like, it was
I
just,
like her father.
It was just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful moment. And then they get married, and she cries a little bit too. They both say yes, and then they walk out, and Cameron kind of like looks at her and he says, I promise I'm going to take care of you. Brothers, we're going to take care of you.
It's beautiful.
Goosh.
And then everyone talks about if they think love is blind or not, and I want to throw myself down a flight of stairs.
But again, it's such good tea because everybody says kind of things like, oh, we had a moment. They kind of recapped what they said, where Gigi is like, I am mourning, but from the ashes, a phoenix will rise. And I went, oh, you're so good.
No, she is. She's so good.
She's so good.
But everyone, I think I was more annoyed. I think I was so happy to hear Jessica say, you know, nope, love isn't blind for me, because I need the combination of a physical person and
how they're gonna
body
fit
language
in her life.
And I went, thank you for...
She explained that well, how when you're in the pods, you kind of lose yourself in that and you're just in the pods. But then when you're out of it, the real world hits
you. I did not appreciate her.
I didn't either.
This season.
I didn't either.
No, don't get me wrong. She was a monster through most of it.
she was
awful. She was
going through a hard time.
Yeah. But she did give us Drunk Dog, too.
God, Drunk Dog.
But I think everybody else, this was...
Drunk Joe Madden.
Joe Namath.
Yeah.
You combine John Madden and...
John Madden, he's dead.
Yeah.
He just died.
He didn't know he died like last year.
Last year, but I mean.
I think that's it.
Is that how we're ending the show?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I think y'all already know all the updates. There was an article, they're talking about it, but I mean,
Cameron
basically.
Cameron and Lauren are still together.
She said in November that it's time to have babies.
Ooh.
So, so they're going to be having babies hopefully soon. Amber and Barnett are still together. Yeah. They're very happy. Mark did get married and has two children.
Yeah. Jessica's engaged to a surgeon.
To a surgeon.
Who slid into her DMs.
She leveled up.
Yeah, she did.
She literally went from a personal, nothing wrong with personal trainers, but they've got to work really hard to make a lot of money.
Kenny is either engaged or married now.
He might be married now, but he was engaged. Kelly's on her own.
Kelly's still looking for love. I wish her all the best.
I'll do it on my own.
I swear.
Who else?
Gigi and Damien.
Yeah, Damien
is still pretty single. I think Francesca kicked him to the curb. I think, and Gigi is with Blake Horstrup.
Yeah,
is
I don't know what.
They're engaged now.
Oh, I know what's going on with LC. I don't know what's going on with LC.
We did not get an update.
God, we loved her though.
We loved her. Especially on After the Altar.
I loved her.
Love that. Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh, I'm exhausted again.
I know.
This was...
Anyway, y'all,
it was
thank you.
It took a lot out of me to watch it again.
Thank you for joining us on our journey into the vault. Even though this is a new episode.
This is a new
episode. But it's a new thing we're doing. Tell us if you like it. Tell us if you don't like it. Not like we really care.
Follow good tickets for...
I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
It's true. I guess our live show stuff is done. Hope you enjoyed our live shows.
Yeah, it's done.
This is about to air, and y'all, Love Is Blind.
See us next fall.
Love Is Blind Season 3 is coming out on Wednesday. It's going to drop on midnight on Wednesday. So then...
No, when the show drops...
Season 3. But I was going to say... Our Love Is Blind. That's what I was
saying. We will drop as many episodes as they drop.
And...
They will drop.
Why are we dropping ours?
Because we're trying to create event
television.
Boom, boom, boom. Someone said, is that the NBC theme? No, it's not. It's the inversion because I don't want them to sue us.
They don't want to get sued. Anyway, y'all.
We're a little scared of networks these days.
Because when we did this, we were called 90 Day Gays.
Yeah.
That changed.
Yeah.
Thankfully, opened us up to a lot more
stuff. We learned about litigation.
We did. Thanks, Sissy Emily, for helping with that. All right, everybody. So if you want to listen to us talk about Season 3 of Love is Blind, the first episode is going to go out on the free feed. But after that, it's going to go behind on Reality Gays Plus. So whether that's through Patreon, Supercast, maybe Apple subscriptions.
We're trying to get our shit together.
And then post-Mercury Retrograde fucked me. So yeah. Apple subscriptions might not be up. We're hoping.
Yeah.
Anyway, uh-oh. Either if someone's calling or Poobel's vibrator is going off, we got to go. Y'all, right. We'll see you. But remember, ask yourself the question, Poos.
Daily.
Is love blind?
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.